We were learning this figure the past few days about Miskalkel Ashir, and we realized that the whole mistake was with the Shir Shel Bein Arbayim, that they sang a song in the morning, and then they sang another song in the afternoon, and they sang a Chol, and after they sang the Shir of Chol, the Edom came. It turns out that it was really Rosh Hashanah. They sang the wrong song, and that was Miskalkel Ashir. Another opinion says they didn't sing any song. And we discussed, just to quickly recap, we discussed why the Gemara didn't address the greater issue of the Karban Musaf. They didn't bring a Karban Musaf. They brought the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim and messed up the Shir, fine, but the not bring Karban Musaf when it turns out it's Rosh Hashanah, that's a greater problem. So we addressed that with Shitas Tosos and his various suggestions and the Rambam, his understanding of Karban Musaf. And yesterday we discussed this idea of why not delay the Nesachim after the Yantif, because you could delay Nesachim and sing the Shir later on with the Nesachim, and there Tosa says, no, if you delay Nesachim, you can't sing the Shir. It's only if it's Bishas HaKrav. And we discussed the whole concept, Ein Shir El Alayayin, whether that meant that Shir was a din in Yayin, or was it really a din in the Karban? That was yesterday's discussion. Fine. So now, we find ourselves addressing one last question. This is a Halach Lamaisa question, as to the Shita of the Tur and the Ramah. The Tur and the Ramah, quoting the Tur, says that although every single day, every single morning, we would say a Shir Shayom, we would not say this in the afternoon. The Ramah's language is, Omrim Hashir Shalavim Hayu Omrim B'miktash Shachris Levad. So, Halach L'maisa, we only say a Shir Shayom in the morning. No one says a Shir Shayom in the afternoon. And the question that Mar Malshech asks against the Torah and the Ramah is to the Gemara we just learned in Rosh Hashanah. We spent the past few days learning the whole Shir, this Kalkul Shir, was the Shir Shel Bein Arbayim. That they messed up on the song. Either they didn't sing the song that they're supposed to, or they sang the wrong song. So how does the Torah and the Ramah get away with saying we only sing a Shir in the morning and not the afternoon? So everything we do, for the most part, in the Tefillah, is modeled after the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the question of the Mar Malshech. So I'm going to come back to his answer. I want to dig into his answer to understand a little bit further what he means. But let's just knock off first the technical answers of the Maggid of Rambam and the Be'er Sheva. There are a few other answers as well, but these are the ones I decided to focus on. The Maggid of Rambam's answer is that Eina Chanami, they sang a second Shir, a Shir Shayom during the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim, but just practically we can't sing that song. Why? Because he says, Kevin Shir Nigmara Tfilas Mincha, when would you say? Right? In the Shachar you say Shir Shayom at the end of Davening. In Nusach Svar happens to be, Nusach Svar they say it before the end of Davening. In Nusach Ashkenaz they say Aleinu then Shir Shayom, but by Nusach Svar they say Shir Shayom first, and then they say Ein Kalkenu, and then they say Aleinu. So it's part of the tefillah more so for Nusach Svar. So when would you say it for Tzvias Mincha? You say it at the end of davening as well. Before Aleinu, after Aleinu, but you say it after Shmoneh Esrei. That's certain. So says the Maggid of Rambam, Kevin shu nigmara tefillas mincha, since you daven mincha ready, have alei ki'ilu kvar hikrivu atamid. It's as if you were ready, the makriv of the tamid shel bein harbayim, it was already done. The Ein Omrim Shir Achare, you're not allowed to sing a song afterwards. Why? The Bebeis HaMikdash, Hayu Omrim Bishas Nisach HaYayin Shel HaKarban. We discussed yesterday the basic Seder of the Avoda. They'd shech the Karban Tamid, they'd catch the blood, they'd walk the blood, they'd sprinkle the blood, and then they put the Evarim, the limbs on top of the Mizbeach, and then they pour the Nisachim. And while pouring the Nisachim, they'd sing a Shir. So that was when the Shir was Bishas Nisach HaYayin. Aval b'shachar hayamutir lomar acharev. Now, just understand, we don't have those steps in Shemoneh Esrei. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei, there's no shechita, there's no kabbalah, there's no halach, there's no zrika, there's no separating the different stages. It's just all of Shemoneh Esrei is all of Talmid Shel Shachar. So Talmid Shel Shachar is broken up with a shechita and a kabbalah and halacha and avada and a zrika and haktara, and you could separate and do a nisach, and you could do the shir during the nisach. But you can't, like, in the middle of, I don't know, modim, let's say, I'm just throwing out, let's say modim is equivalent to Nisach HaYayin. You can't, like, start suddenly singing during the Nisach HaYayin. It just doesn't work. It's not practical. There's no comparable breakup of Nisach HaYayin in Shemoneh Esrei. So you can't do the singing of Shir Shayom during Shemoneh Esrei, that's for sure. But you could say it afterwards. You could say the Shir Shayom after the Tumah has been brought. So he says, B'shachar hayam mutar lomar acharei, you could say it afterwards, Da'adayin zman shira hu kayom. You could sing the shir all day long. But he says, in contrast to that, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, you could not sing the shir afterwards. The shir is during the daytime, which is sandwiched between the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. But once you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, that whole day is over. Even if the sun hasn't set, the Magen Avraham assumes the whole day is over. And since you just, you know, there's no practical way to kind of shtup in the Shir Shayom, Mincha, we didn't say it, but Enoch and Ami, they had it in the Beis HaMikdash, we just can't practically figure it out. Now, a suggestion could be, say, before the Tfiz Mincha, I'm not sure why that's not suggested, it could be has the Dafka come after the Tamid, but before it's complete, and therefore it's into no place, we just do away with it. That's what the Magen Avraham's answer is.
Are we opposed to adding things in during Shemoneh Esrei? I mean, why don't we add in a mention of Shira during Shemoneh Esrei?
The Gemaras go through Megillah that you need a source. Each of the brachas had a certain source and a reason why we put it in and why that particular order. There was no source to put it in. To add another bracha, you need a basis for this.
Don't we add in like things that signify the day? When we do like Anenu and Atachan Antanu and like different things, we add in because practically we mention the day during specific times. So why can't we do that?
It's a very fine suggestion. We do Yalav Yavo, Al Nisim, all of those, which are broad, and why couldn't we do that for Shir Shayom? And maybe what you would answer is that there is a requirement to mention the significance of a Kedushas Hayom, whether it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a Chol HaMoed, or whatever you're adding in, or a Purim and Chanukah. But the mentioning of Shir Shayom is not the Kedusha of the day. It's a song, it's a praise of Hashem, but it doesn't become, it doesn't change the day. Yes, today is Yom Revi, but the day isn't like there's no Kedusha added on. So to put that in the Shemoneh Esrei may not warrant any reason, but it's a good thought. I'm not entirely sure, but it's a very good thought. Yeah.
Isn't there a space for Yehiratzon in for other Parnas or Shal in
Shema Kolenu? Kind of Shema Kolenu.
Right.
Yeah, I mean Shema Kolenu has to be something related to Bakashos, not a Shir. In theory, a kind of Sur you could say, but already by then davening's over.
So even though they would have the Nisuch after the Karbon. We don't have a substitute for the Nisuch now, we don't sing Shira.
That seems to be the understanding of the Magen Avraham, exactly. So just again, just practically, it just doesn't fit in. That's what he suggests. Now the Be'er Sheva, he has his own suggestion, and it's a long Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is a very important Achron. He writes on some of the obscure Masechtas, he writes on Masechtas Tamid, he writes on Masechtas Sota, and a few others. It's a very, very important Sefer. So he has a very, it's a difficult reading in the tour. Others don't agree with him. And he himself, even though he thinks it's Mamish Emes, he has to, change the wording of the tour. And he says that the tour wasn't referring to Mincha, the tour is referring to Mariv. That's what he's referring to. He says, a tour Mairi Acher Gemar Tfilis Arvishu Belaila. Masha Kosav a tour Shashir. Lahaya mitzvah be'erev, Rosh Lomar belaila shuays tefilas arvis. Even though that wasn't the language of the tour, that's how we understand it, which would mean that there should be a song that we sing bizman hazeh. I mean, the Torah says you should sing a Shir Shayom mincha time. That certainly is not the minug, but that's how he understands. That's how he understands this this tour. But the other achrim don't share this opinion. So I want to now go back to the Maram Alshech and give his answer. And explain maybe Pshat what he means by this. So Rav Alshich says, he makes a chilek, he makes a distinction. We discussed the past couple of days how the shir is part of the karbon, whether it's part of the yayin or the karbon, whichever one that is, that's not important for right now. But we saw machlokas, the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph, whether or not we hold like Rabbi Meir that the shir is ma'akev es a karbon, or chachamim who hold the shir is not ma'akev es a karbon. And he says, the Maram Alshich explains that this sugyan Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed is going like the opinion that holds that the shir is ma'akev as a karbon. It's essential to the karbon. But, he says, that's only true of the karbon tamid shel shachar. is a ma'akev. This is his chiddush. But as it goes, as far as the Talmud Shul Ben Arbayim, the shir is not ma'akev. And since it's not ma'akev in the afternoon, even though one could in theory say it, the shir, if they wanted to, since it's not ma'akev, it was not required, it was not made part of the nusach ha'tfilah. That's his chiddush, that's the chiluk, that the boker is ma'akev the shir, but not in the afternoon. No, there's no reason. He says, but there at Efshar. But maybe the suggestion is, Mincha is in the middle of the day. We don't want to make it any longer than it is. People are working. Tircha the Tzibur, maybe. So that might be that. He doesn't say this, but maybe that's the reason why we wouldn't. It doesn't hurt. But yeah. In Echanami, he says not to.
They still did it
in the Beis Mikdash. They did it. It just wasn't Ma'akev. So that's his that's his point. Now, the question is, why? Why is this such a chiluk? Why would that be the case? That the shir in the boker would be makiv, and the shir in the afternoon would not be makiv.
Why do we have, why don't we do shir for most of them meaning, as well as that?
No, we do have. When it's most of, we'll say that's a Rosh Chodesh, we'll say Baruch Hinafshi, and we'll say, we don't say it for Yantif. Yantif, we do not say it.
Even though we said, meaning, there is Makor in the Gemara to say there's shir said by most of, right? Even though we said.
Yeah, I'm saying, so we say like, we'll say again, Marachi Nafshi and Rosh Chodesh, a day like that. On right. Shabbos, we say Mizmar Shir, which is for the Musaf of Shabbos.
Rosh Hashanah,
right, but that's a different question for right now. But what's the reason why there is? Why would there be a chilek between the Shir in the morning that is Ma'akev versus the Shir in the afternoon, which is not Ma'akev? Any thoughts on that? Okay, so let's try to figure out a suggestion, maybe. So, we saw later on the Gemara today as well, Lamna Mabez, there's an Indian that we don't double a shear. We don't say a shear twice. Ain Koflin Sashir. What's the one exception where we are Koflin, where we do double up a shear? The Gemara says? Hashanah, Shechal Yos Bechamishi. Because they have the same exact Kapitul Tilim, so if today they weren't sure if the Edom would come, they'd say it in the morning anyways, because if it's a Chol, it's the same Kapitul. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's the same Kapitul. So they say it in the morning, and when the Edom came, they say it a second time, Chozer Bechoflin. Other than that, we don't like to repeat the shir. That's the din from the Gemara. So now that in mind, so now most of we've seen right now, all the poskim, all the achrim said, they said a shir in the Beis Mikdash in Bein Arbaim. It's just that we don't say it. They said it. We don't say it either because, Mincha is too late to say it, or because it's not Ma'akev. But what was the shir? Anybody see what the Achorim said? What the shir was of the Bein Arbaim?
Someone said the same one.
So who said that? Anyone know who says that? Who said that you say the same exact one as the morning? Anyone remember? The Prisha. Prisha says you say the same exact shir you said in the morning, you say in the afternoon. And who argues on that? Torah. Nope. Torah Evan could have. Yeah, he did. That's true. Sam Sofer. Sam Sofer says, we can't double. The Gemara says, you're not able to double the shear. The Gemara says, Eino chozer kofel. Only time we do this is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday. So how could you suggest that you say the same exact shear in the morning, say the same exact shear in the afternoon? So Sam Sofer says, there was a shear every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Bein Arbaim, and it was a different shear each, and then the morning. The problem is we don't know what that shir was. It's not recorded anywhere. We don't have a Gemara. We don't have a Medrash. We don't have a statement of Chazal that tells us what the shir was. It said, V'mincha amru shir acheres, v'lo noda la mahu. We don't know what it was. The Gemara tells us Shabbos, what it was, different sections of Hazinu. That's Shabbos. And Mincha and Shabbos, sorry, that's Musaf. Mincha, Shabbos, the Az Yashir. He said, Hu adin b'chol yimei shuvua, every single day of the week, there was a special shir, Shotamid, Shir Ben Arbaim, a shir acher. But ve'eino also shashachet, it was not the same words as the morning, we just don't know, ein anu yod ma'haya, what was that song? It says maybe it was possible that they didn't have a set kavua shir, maybe whoever, whatever Levim decided to sing that day, they sung, but it couldn't be the same as the morning, because ein kofun. But the preacher says, you are kofun, it was the same exact song. So what was the key line? And see, what was a key line in the Prisha as to how he was able to justify how you could be chozer v'kofel, the same shear in the morning and in the afternoon? there's a key line, a very lamdish line, I think, in the Prisha. Yeah.
You said that you're not saying it only applies when you say the entire Mizmor.
That was Turi Evan. Turi Evan said that, about the half partial. Anybody saw this key line? So look at the Prisha. It's a very, very key line. Take a look at the Prisha, the right column, the last four lines. It says, V'afal gaf. V'afal pi, rather. The preacher writes, V'afal pi, even though she isa sham b'Rosh Hashanah, she'im chal Rosh Hashanah, lios b'chamishi b'Shabbos, even though it says in Gemara, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, lo hayu omrim m'shacharis harninu m'pnei shechoz v'koflo, osa perek mashma de'ein koflin shira b'yom echad, even though we hold you cannot repeat the same shira in the same day. He says, Nir l'filanias daiti de'lo dami. Our case of a regular weekday. Today is Yom Ravi. We said the Shisha Yom of Ravi in the morning. And they said the same thing in Ben Arbayim. Why is that not a problem of Chozer v'Kofel? De dafka b'shachris u'musaf ein koflin. Only on a shachris and a musaf would it be a problem. But a shachris and a mincha? About a tamid shel shachar. The arvis, which is the tamid shel shachris, tamid shel Ben Arbayim, which is shachris and mincha. That you can use the same shear. Why? What's the difference? Shame tamid lishnehem shava. They're both called a tamid. Ukeilu lo amru ela pam achas. It's as if you only said it once. So I believe that this priest and the Chassam Sofer, what they're arguing about is, and we'll then explain the machlokas and bring it back to the Mar Malsha. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Asay, I forget which Asay it was, I didn't write this down, but he writes, Mitzvah Asay, that the Shnei Tamidim, everybody agrees, the Halacha, if you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, you could still bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. They're not ma'akiv each other. Based on the Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, Daf Mentes. How do you count the mitzvahs? Are they one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Right? Our tefillin are considered two mitzvahs, one mitzvah? No. You have one without the other, Tcheles and Lavan, the two mitzvahs, one mitzvahs. So here as well, do you count the Shnei Tamidim as two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? They're independent of each other. If you miss Shachar, you could still go ahead with the Ben Arbayim. They don't go as a unit. Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Even though they're not ma'akiv of each other, he counts them as one mitzvah. The Ramban, at the end of Sefer Mitzvos, he argues and says that no, they're considered two different mitzvahs. So Ramban is pashtus. If they're not ma'akiv of each other, if you miss the shachar, you could still bring the Ben Arbayim. It's an independent mitzvah. Pashtus is that they're two different mitzvahs. That's the Ramban. But the Rambam is mechadesh, that's all one mitzvah. Okay, so even though they're not ma'akiv of each other, it's counted as one mitzvah, they're still one unit. It's all shem tamid echad. So maybe this is the machlokas between the Prisha and the Chassam Sofer. The Prisha says, like the Rambam, that's all one Tamid, it's all one shame. So you don't view this as Chozer v'Kofel. It's all one unit. Okay, you're singing the song twice, but it's not on two different mitzvahs. It's all the same unit. The same Tamid. Shame Tamid, the shame Shavah. It's Ke'ilu lo amru ela pam achas. Even though you actually sang it twice, it's all one. It's all the same song. But the Chassam Sofer understands, perhaps like the Ramban, that the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim are two separate mitzvahs and entirely independent of each other. It's like a Tamid and a Musaf, you can't have the same song. So a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you can't have the same song either. And since they're the two different mitzvahs, two different songs are necessary. And that being said, if this is true, so now maybe we could go back to understand Pshat and the Mar Malshach now. He wanted to suggest that in the morning is considered Ma'akev, but the shir in the Ben Arbayim is not ma'akev. So, how would you guys plug this in? If maybe you don't agree with me, maybe you don't see what I'm saying, but based on what I just said, would you make a suggestion of how to understand this chilah?
Yeah. If you could say, since there's already been one shira on the day, on like the idea of the tamid as a whole, so then since the second tamid's really considered a part of the first one, you could say that you don't need a separate shear on the second one because the shear was already done on the tamid.
Excellent, beautiful. I'll say the other way first. I think that might be clear, and then to pave the way what you just said. If you assume that there's two different mitzvahs, They're both standalone, like the Ramban, two mitzvahs, and they require two separate songs. So then you would assume that each one should independently have the Shir's Ma'akev. It should be Ma'akev the Tamid Shashachar separately, and it should be Ma'akev the Tamid Shebin Abayim separately, because they're two separate mitzvahs, like the Ramban. But if you assume, like the Rambam and like the Prisha, that's Kula, Shem, Tamid, Shavah, that's all one mitzvah, all one Tamid, and even when you repeat it twice, it's as if you said it once. The second song is almost insignificant. And therefore, if you were not to sing it at all, it's not Ma'akev the Bein Arbaim, because, as Avi said, you already sang it once in the morning, and that carries over to the entire unit, the entire entity of the Tamid. And that's perhaps Pshat. Yeah, yeah.
Based on this, based on the second approach, it's the same mitzvah. Why do we use the shear in the morning as the one that kept coming through?
That seems to be the ikker. That's primary. That song would be, you know, pushing the entire day.
And why shouldn't we do say that when the morning is second?
No, because the morning is the beginning of the day. That's where the day starts. You want to start the day off strong, start the day off fresh. I think it's more logical to have the shir on the first one, which gets the day moving, as opposed to the end.
Well, don't we sing shir after the karban?
Well, it's during the nisach of the Talmud Shel Shachar. It's part of that, part of the whole
so
Seder.
If we consider both to me, then it's like one entity. Shouldn't the shir come after the second one?
No, again, I think when you kick it off, you want to start off the day with the shira. But we have another din, ein shir el ayin. So you have to do a dafka during the yayin of the first one. Not we're doing that when it's over. That's not the key. Isn't when it's over. The key is during the first tamid. Ein echnami, it's connected to the second tamid. But we want to get it the soonest possible opportunity, which is during the nisach hayayin of the tamid shel shachar.
But nisach is a step that comes after the shechita of the karban and the karban, right?
Yeah, but it's considered
so
part.
If really one karban, shouldn't we just do the?
I don't see why we'd be compelled to do the second one though.
Because the first and second are sort of being fused together.
That's fine. They're fused together, so you have they should be equal options. But then, if you have to choose one of them, why is the second one better than the first one?
Because the second one is after the entire karban is in brach, right?
But who said it has to be after the entire karban?
Oh, isn't Nisach Hayayin?
It is, because it has to be during Yayin. It has to be during Nisach Hayayin, Ein Shir El Hayayin. That's when the Yayin is brought. But, all right, fine. So either way, that's perhaps Pshat. Yeah.
What was, again, the Prisha's exact question?
It's Kilu, you said it one time, he writes. That's what I think, yeah. Because if it was two different karbanos, then you can't connect the two of them. Two different mitzvahs. So now, let's finish off with the shita of the Aruch HaNer now. The Aruch HaNer had a big chiddush in how he understood the sugya. So again, the question was, the Torah and the Rama writes, we don't say a shir during Mincha. But the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Niskalklu shir certainly was with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, so there certainly was a shir in the afternoon. So he quotes the Maram Al-Sheikh, his question, and others, and he makes his own chiddush. He says, they only said, there was sometimes where they had a shir in the afternoon, and sometimes where they did not. He says, Devadai kol yimot ha-shana, certainly the entire year, lo amru shira b'tamid shel bein arbaim. The default was not to sing a song on a typical day. On a random Wednesday in June, in Tammuz, they would not sing a shir in the afternoon. There's no source, there's no Gemara, there's no Chazal that say we say a shir in the afternoon, otherwise we would know better. Rak b'Rosh Hashanah, we have such a case. This sugya, this is the one example we have, and he says one more example. So the first one is Rosh Hashanah. They sang a song b'mincha. What would they say? Kol Hashem Yachem Midbar. And the other proof we have is Shabbos. Then Laman Aleph, the Gemara tells us, the minchasa, the Shabbosa, they would say the certain shir. We don't have anywhere else of a shir shel yontif, a Pesach, or of Shavuos, or a Sukkis, or any other regular day of the year. Must be that there is no shir shel bein arbaim. So now it's peculiar at first glance, because He's bringing from Rayas that we have, you know, it's mentioned by Rosh Hashanah, mentioned by Shabbos. But what's the reason? We have to have a svara. What's the reason you make such a chiluk? Why would it be Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos have a shir mincha time, but Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Yimei Chol don't have the shir mincha time? So that's a question we're going to try to explain. Any suggestions on this? Why there should be such a chiluk? Okay. So these are the two suggestions. So one is that if you got a chance to learn through the sugyas and Daf Lamed Aleph, and you went through all the different songs that were sung. So what was the theme of all the shir? All Ma'aseh Bereishis. What was created in Yom Rishon was created in Yom Sheni. And you learn through the sugyas that you see, and Rashi connects it to what happened to Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's all about Ma'aseh Bereishis. Does that give anyone a tip? Rosh Hashanah is, we say, B'yom Haras Olam, is the day of the creation of the world. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. The Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Shabbos as well, is Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. So maybe the reason why we have an extra shir, Rosh Hashanah, and on Shabbos, is because the Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world's creation, and Shabbos is, each week, we remember Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and therefore, we wanted to underscore that, taking the shir, which essence of this song is to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating the world, but you don't want to only sing it one time in the morning, you want to sing the shir in the afternoon as well, to again highlight that Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos are Zeich L'Maaseh Bereishis, and how do we accomplish that? By singing two songs on these days.
Even though the day, like weekdays themselves, aren't necessarily the purpose of Zeich L'Maaseh Bereishis, we have ideas of Zeich L'Maaseh Bereishis in them, no? Like in chakras, you say.
Yeah, they're ideas, but they're not like, if you tell me, what's Wednesday, what's today about? You wouldn't tell me it's a Zeich Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yes, it's always a Zeich here and there. But you tell me, what's Rosh Hashanah about? So one of the themes, a number of themes, but one of the major themes of Rosh Hashanah is Piyom Haras Olam. When we blow shofar each time, we sing that those words.
You say, Mechadish Yisuvo B'choyim Tami Ma'aseh Bereishis, so...
Yeah, okay, everything in the world goes back to Bereishis, but no, we don't say that. That's the theme of the day. That's not a something that we're going to highlight. So that's later on is about. One second here. Here we go. Second. Where's that line? Did the Gemara itself say this?
Nehemiah's kasha is one talking about. It's Rav Nehemiah's question. The first set of explanations talking about Shabbos, talking about Lechi's Lava.
So let me look at this afterwards. I'm not seeing it right now. We'll address it after Jemit Hashem. Okay, so that's that one answer. Yeah.
Is it clear that the Tehillim that we say on the specific ones mentioned on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos are also have that element of Ma'aseh Bereishis?
You have to look through each kibbutz to see whether that's sure or not. Could be yes, could be not. And certainly to the day, but the connection to the Rosh Hashanah per se may not. It may or may not. You have to see. Yeah.
Is there a reason why Rosh Hashanah is the same as Yom Chamishi? Meaning, if we're equating it to Yimei Bereishis, so shouldn't it be? I don't know. Maybe Yom Rishon, meaning the one that's more broad. Meaning, if we're trying to say Rosh Hashanah is also,
yeah, but each of them connect to Ma'aseh Bereishis. But since the Yom Chamishi, that kapitel had related to, spoke about Yosef coming from jail, so that was another reason to add it to Rosh Hashanah as well. There are multiple reasons to have that, yeah.
So would the Aruch Hanor also say that we re-say Shir on Shabbos as well?
He doesn't say that. That's what will come out from that, but he doesn't actually halacha ma'aseh pasuk in that way. Okay, so the second suggestion is as follows. There's a tour that talks about, we say, Kal Neshama, At the end of Pesuk of the Zimmer, we say, Kol Neshama, repeat the Pasuk of Kol Neshama, Tehal Kahaluka, Kol Neshama, a second time. Why repeat? Anyone know why we repeat that? So this is Shibboleth Hileket, who writes interesting Chiddush. He says, he raised a question, this is just more parenthetical, but since it's connected to this piece, we'll come back to our answer in a moment. He explains what he says, Minayin lahalil, how do you know you say halil on Rosh Chodesh? It's his own drasha. So he says, this kapitel tehillim of Kol Neshama, we say the word halil or halu or haluka comes up 12 times. That's connected to 12 months, 12 halos. That's his chesh. The first one is, he writes his things connected to Nisan. And I think I saw once the Kloizmerger writes that Tikuba Shofar is going on Elul. We blow Shofar every single day. So the last line, which we repeat, is connected which month? Adar, right. Why is Adar? It's, right, Adar Alef Aleph Beis. The two Adars, it's the last one. The first one's the first month. The last one's the 12th month. The 12th month gets repeated. So it's a remez to Adar, which gets repeated twice. He doesn't say all this. You will like it. But that would seem to be the understanding. That just furthers my machshava for a moment, that there's also Kol Neshama in the Gemara Brachos is used to teach us what din. Anyone know what din we learn from the words Kol Neshama? Gemara says, Minayin l'mavarchim brach al harayach. How do you say brach when you smell something? Gemara says, Kol Neshama talak aluka. Eze hana shal neshama. What's the hana of the neshama? It's the reyach. So that's the source you say brach on the reyach. So there are a lot of connections to the Koach HaReach and the story of Purim and Adar. One, for example, I mean, a few of them I'll mention. Esther is called Hadassah. Hadassim smell. Where's the hint of Mordechai in the Torah? The Gemara in Chulin says, Minayin Mordechai b'Torah. Mordror, which is one of the spices and herbs in the Shem HaMishcha. So there are many, many connections to this. Even the phrase, Chayv Inish Lebesume, which means to get drunk, the word lebesume is a lashon of besamim, spelled with a samach, and sin could switch, but it's a lashon of besamim. So there are many, many connections of smell in Adar and Purim. That's one understanding, that's a whole mahalach, not for now, but that's just some thoughts, those who want to go down that path. But the reason why the Torah says we repeat Kol Neshama twice, based on Avudraham, is because it's the end of Pesuk HaDizimra. Pesuk HaDizimra is over. How do you know it's over? Kol Neshama is repeated twice. It's over. That's also why we repeat at the end of Oz Yashir, Hashem Yimloch, Yolam Vayah, twice to say that the Shira is now over. So we repeat a Pasuk as a period almost, end of a section. So given this idea, maybe this could be why we repeat a song, the songs on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Now, admittedly, there are a lot of holes and gaps in it. It's not a great answer. It's a very dachak, Lenias Daiti. It's my suggestion. It's also but a lot of questions, but just a food for thought, that since Shabbos is the end of the week, so we sing two songs to complete the end of the week, to begin the next week. And since Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, it also highlights the two songs, maybe that were kofflin to highlight that end of the year and beginning of the next chapter, the next year. Just a suggestion. Okay, well, I'll quickly recap what we did today. We started off talking about question of why we don't say Shir Shel Ben Harbaim, Mincha time is Manazer. We said the Mincha, according to the Magen of Ram, it's because after Mincha is over, there's no place to put it in. Once Mincha is over, it's too late to sing the Shira. The Be'er Sheva felt that you should actually say it. Torah said you should. He was referring to not after Mar, we don't say one. And then we saw that the Mar Malshich said that no, only the Shir in the morning is Ma'akev, the Shir in the afternoon is not Ma'akev, and since it's not Ma'akev, that's why we don't say a Shir. We wanted to know why in the world would it not be Ma'akev in the Erev. What would the difference be? So we saw Machlokas Ramban Rambam, whether the Shnei Timidim are one mitzvah or the two mitzvahs, that might indicate whether or not you're allowed to repeat the same song. If it's one unit, it's not as if you're repeating. That was the Prisha, it's Kilu Omer Achas. But if there are two mitzvahs, it's considered repeating and you couldn't say the same song. That's the Chassam Sofer. And maybe that's what he said. Maram Alshich views this as one unit, one mitzvah. So as long as you sung, it's sung the Shir in the morning, that covers the afternoon. The afternoon Shir won't be Ma'akev. That's how we understood the Maram Alshich. Then we finish off talking with Aruch Laner, who explained that we only have a Tamid Shir, Shel Ben Arbaim, when it came to Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, but nowhere else, which was a big Chiddush. We made two suggestions, both of which are not, I need more proofs for them, just suggestions, to have some Svara. One is because maybe it's Zeich L'Maisa Breishis, that was certainly the major themes of the Shir. So since Rosh Hashanah is the celebration of the birthday, the creation of the world, And Shabbos also a very strong one of the main reasons in the Aseret Dibros is Zeich Ma'aseh Breishis. So since it's Zeich Ma'aseh Breishis, both Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, we want to underscore that with a double shir. The shir again represents song. And the last suggestion, second suggestion, was Koflin is always when you complete a chapter, complete a section. So the completion of Shabbos is the completion of the week, and the completion of Rosh Hashanah is the completion of a year. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem. I'll get more comments for tomorrow. We'll talk about the Bias Mashiach.